You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am thrilled to introduce you to Brett Colvin. He is Good Lawyer's co-founder and CEO. And Brett has overseen Good Lawyer's growth from inception to a 20-plus person team, leading them to Startup Calgary's Alumni's Choice Award in 2020. Brett was a corporate lawyer for 4-plus years, and he experienced firsthand that most business owners can't afford the legal help they need. So he quit the big firm, teamed up with a developer and a designer, and got to work on building something better. And really, something good, right, would you say?
That is the plan, Darian, and it's trying to build something good that takes a different tack to how lawyers deliver their services to startups and entrepreneurs across this country.
So I'm listening right now, and I own my agency, or I'm a startup that, you know, has a small business, and I need legal advice. So how does that look like with Good Lawyer? How do I approach you? Who am I getting? Who am I working with? How does that process start?
Well, we try to make it pretty easy. So you just pop onto goodlawyer.ca, and there's kind of two routes. You can just get started and start clicking buttons and start navigating towards lawyers that can help with your particular legal problem. Or you can book a call with our legal concierge team, and they will walk you through the platform and guide you, you know, personally to, again, the right types of lawyers based on what your legal needs are. And frankly, the type of person and the type of person you want to work with is. So it really is beyond just the legal competency, but trying to match personalities to foster the best kind of trusted advisor relationship going forward.
Okay, so I have an agency in Winnipeg. Why go to your site versus like the Winnipeg law shop down the road?
Have you ever been to the Winnipeg law shop down the road?
No, I'm just imagining it. It's next to my other generic analogy, which is like my aunt's cat sweater company. So those are the, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. So I actually grew up in a corporate law environment, spent 4.5 years working in the big shop. And yeah, I actually left because I wasn't able to deliver my services in the way that I wanted to. And it really starts with the difficulty of accessing lawyers, knowing who is the right type. Again, when we're dealing with startups and founders in particular, you know, you're dealing with new problems or new solutions to those problems and new business models. And you want to connect with a lawyer that understands the nuances of your business. And you don't want just to go to the, you know, jack of all trades down the street that does it all, because no one does it all well. But then once you even start to engage with lawyers, you know, the whole traditional law firm model is predicated on billable hours. And so typically what would end up happening is you might have a quick call, but as soon as you want to get any substantive legal advice, lawyers are going to say, awesome, let's roll. I'd like $5,000 to put in, you know, in the trust account so we can make sure you're going to pay your bill that you don't know the price of yet at the end of the day. So that's a huge barrier for business owners and, you know, people in Canada and frankly all over the world, is that billable hour and the trust deficit that exists in our profession. And so for Good Lawyer, trying to make it as easy as possible, as trustworthy as possible, and, you know, very importantly, providing you with that upfront price so you can have that certainty and there aren't surprises at the end of the day. Because I remember practicing as a lawyer, and a lot of frustrated clients on the other end of the call when the bill came up at the end of the day, because again, billable hours leave that unknown and really transfer all of the risk to the client. And that's the script that we're trying to reverse here at Good Lawyer.
So you've packaged legal needs, would you say? So in a sense, you know, you could, you know, no one ever asked for a retainer. No one asked for, you know, a vague amount. Everyone say, oh, you want an incorporation done? It's X dollars, and this is the incorporation package. You want this sort of advice, like you want us to review your contract? This is the package. Is that what all good lawyers do?
Yeah, so the way the platform's set up is we've got sort of three buckets of services. We've got our micro legal services that we coined that term, and those are really cool because they unlock legal expertise to a whole subset of founders and entrepreneurs who couldn't get any help before. One example being, to touch on what you said, we do contract reviews for $25 per page. So wow. Even if you're
that's the guaranteed
super ever. Early. Yeah, you know, you're a super early founder. Yeah. You're just hiring your first employee, and you know, you've got some contract that you cross your fingers that it works. And
I Googled I Googled and found a contract on some website and downloaded
it. Yeah, exactly. And you can get that reviewed on the platform and understand where the massive gaps might be.
Yes.
For $25 a page. So that's our micro legal services. We got a few of those. And then we've got a bucket of our fixed fee services. So incorporation, employment agreement, shareholders agreement, trademark application, all of those would fit into our fixed fee service bucket. And we've priced and scoped those out. So you can go on the platform, you can download a PDF, figure out exactly what a trademark application is, how much it's going to cost, where it works. And that's all laid out with a price tag. Third bucket is our custom services. The world of law is incredibly complex.
Yes.
Trying to scope and price every possible service would be a fool's errand. So what we've done is to facilitate virtually any service that a startup founder or entrepreneur would need in Canada with our network of 100 and plus lawyers now. We allow them to custom quote anything. So you come in, you need a compliance package done. We've never done that before. Like through the platform, we don't have a fixed fee for that. But this lawyer is perfect. They know exactly what they're doing in the cannabis space. And we're going to show you, you're going to have a call with that lawyer. You're going to scope out the mandate. And then they're going to provide a price up front. And you can say yay or nay. And frankly, most often on larger mandates, we help the lawyers and we act as a bit of a broker. So what that, you know, means is we're pushing lawyers on the price because we want to deliver as much value to the client as possible. And at the end of the day, you're always getting that upfront, transparent price before you have to make a purchase decision. So those are the three buckets, and that's how we sell services on Good Lawyer.
That's amazing. So if I'm a lawyer, can I still practice at, say, Winnipeg Law Shop while doing Good Lawyer on the side?
Not Winnipeg Law Shop. Yes. That probably wouldn't fly with Winnipeg Law Shop.
Okay.
But we do have a number of in-house lawyers on the platform who, you know, work for a corporation 9 to 5,
yep.
5 days a week,
yep.
4 days a week, and they want to make some supplemental income on the side. And a lot of these lawyers are, you know, incredibly talented and just underutilized. And, you know, lawyers on average are pretty hard workers. And so some of those folks want a little bit of side hustle on the side. And so in those circumstances, absolutely. So we've got a ton of in-house lawyers on the platform offering, again, that kind of side hustle. But our core focus when it comes to lawyers is the solos and the boutiques. So those are the folks that we've designed the platform for. Those are the ones that get the most power use out of the platform. And really, at the end of the day, we're trying to provide all the benefits that I got when I was working at a big national law firm without all the costs. So trying to provide them with the best resources, provide them with a community of other professionals that they can connect with, you know, brainstorm ideas with, pass work on to, and provide. And then obviously a big component is, you know, bringing in the demand, bringing in the clients to make that piece easy. Because in a really fragmented industry, trying to stand out as a solo is, you know, near impossible. So we bring that big firm power, but we built it for solos and boutiques.
And you've packaged things for them. So, someone's a new lawyer and doesn't know how to charge out the services. You're like, oh, you want to incorporate someone? We've got a set price for that. And you know, welcome to the club.
100%. And, you know, some of the lawyers obviously challenge us sometimes on the pricing.
Because you probably get that all the time. They're like, why is it so low? And you're like, that's just what it works when you come to the Good Lawyer Mall, like the Good Lawyer Mall.
Because the idea is to drive efficient delivery of legal service. And so for these solos and boutique law firms, the biggest amount of time that of their work week from, you know, the research from Clio and things like that is marketing, admin, and collections. And those are the pieces of the puzzle, those like business of law pieces of the puzzle that we strip away. So lawyers can focus on being lawyers, doing what they're good at, practicing law, and offload a lot of the burden of running a small business, which, you know, I think a lot of lawyers didn't really sign up for when they went to law school. You know, they didn't plan to be entrepreneurs, but here they are running their own firm, their own business. And we support them by taking away a lot of those business tasks that maybe, you know, they don't want to do, they're not great at. So we provide that that assistance. And in return, they got to offer their services at our prices.
So, Brett, I'm going to throw a scenario at you. So sushi restaurants, right? You can go there, you can order, a California roll. I get miso soup. I get stuff, right? Yeah. Or I could order the bento box, right? So I'm a marketer at a large shop, large agency, or I'm a marketer at a large brand, and I want to start an agency on the side. I want to start my little like boutique agency. What would be like the bento box for someone in startup? So like, do you like if you were to sell like, man, I'm going to incorporate your business. I'm going to give you your first client contract and you can buy your first employee contract. Like that's the bento box of, you know, starting your agency. What would you think that's roughly going to cost a good lawyer?
Yeah. So we'd put together a nice little good lawyer bundle for you.
Okay. Bundle. You call it bundle, bento box.
The agency bundle. That's yes. What we'd whip up for you. And in that agency bundle bento box, you'd be getting incorporated, as you said, because you're starting out fresh. Do you have any co-founders or partners, or is it
just solo person wanting to start?
Yeah.
This.
So super simple then. I'm going to recommend an incorporation for sure.
Yeah.
Next piece, I'm going to recommend a trademark because if you're building an agency, presumably your brand is important to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely throw in.
I've never done a trademark. Do I need my name trademarked?
Oh, man. We should definitely look into getting you trademarked for sure.
Okay. That's an aside here. Okay. Let's keep going.
Yeah. I know you care about your brand.
Yeah.
Next thing I'm throwing in there is Good Lawyer Pro, which is our subscription product that gets you unlimited advice, discounts on everything else in the marketplace.
Yeah.
And we also take care of that annual return that you didn't even know you had to do. So that's Good Lawyer Pro. And honestly, to kick things off, that's probably where I start you. When you've got your first big contract or you're hiring an employee or, you know, a third party contractor, then I'm going to bring you back and we're going to put together that agreement, and that employment agreement or contract agreement is going to cost you
$480 per agreement.
Yeah. And that bundle is going to cost you about $2,000.
Wow. And there's no hidden fee. There's no like, oh, there's an extra 7 hours that we've capped on here. You're going to need to pay that. That's just that flat fee that I paid a good lawyer.
No, man. Do you know what NPS is?
I've heard. No, I don't. I don't.
Net Promoter Score. So this is
NPS. Yes, yes, yeah. The Apple always does that.
Exactly. What are they out of 10? Apple's known for it. Yeah. Netflix is a big proponent of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, the Net Promoter Score is effectively the likelihood of someone referring your business, promoting you to their friends and family, whoever. And our Net Promoter Score is 88.
Wow.
Your average law firm's Net Promoter Score is 28.
Wowzers.
And so my point there is, if we were surprising clients with prices, you know, surprise bills, just like the law firms do, we wouldn't have that NPS of 88. And, you know, for us, building the brand and building a trusted solution for startups and entrepreneurs is so important, and it's a long-term goal. So for us, we will bend over backwards, you know, jump over hoops to make sure that every person leaves Good Lawyer, every founder leaves Good Lawyer with a smile on their face and, you know, a desire to come back and, like I said, tell their friends about it.
Do you sell the bundles? Do you sell those as like a package?
Yeah. So we've got a couple bundles teed up. We've got an employment bundle for more mid-sized businesses that have a lot of employees and some major needs. But the most common bundle that we sell is our startup bundle. So it gets you exactly what I described to you in the agency bundle, except we would also include a shareholder agreement, co-founder agreement, so that we can define the rights as between, you know, because in most startups, you're not building that by yourself. You're usually doing that with a couple friends or a couple former colleagues or whoever, but usually it's a little team. And so that's where the shareholder agreement, co-founder agreement becomes super important, because you got to define those rights at day one.
Yeah.
Because inevitably, something's going to change, something's going to happen that was unexpected, like a co-founder leaving.
Yes.
And if you don't have that paper in place on day one, it's going to really limit your ability to ever raise money. And it could tank the whole business if, you know, someone leaves and they've got a third or half the company. It's too much dead weight on the cap table to keep things alive.
So trademark, I'm going to jump into this because I'm so curious. I'm like,
I've
never done it. What is that package price, like the shelf price for that? And what does that get me?
Trademark off the shelf, so a la carte, would be $1,200.
Yeah.
In a bundle, that price would come down. Yeah. And
which is so cool.
Really excited to roll out another more basic trademark product at the end of this quarter. That's going to bring that price down even further. Again, we want to put as much value into the hands of the startup founder or the entrepreneur as possible. So I'm going to keep on grinding those prices down as long as we can. But that's going to get you a trademark in Canada, and that's going to protect your brand from copycats effectively. Okay. So it's one of those things that, you know, for Good Lawyer, before we had a platform, before we had any investment, on day one, we incorporated. On day two, we trademarked. And on day three, we trademarked in the U.S. because we had those big ambitions. We know the brand's going to be important to us. We were locked in on the name. And so that was a no-brainer for us to, you know, again, protect that stuff on day one. Because in our world, when we're looking to go get investment, I mean, we've gotten investment. We're going to keep doing that. You know, we're trying to be a venture-scale company. And owning the IP around our brand is absolutely critical.
So does it come, speaking of your name, does it come with like, you know what you need, Brett, in your life? You need a good lawyer.
Everybody needs a good lawyer.
That what that name, is that where it comes from?
Oh, the story behind the name is, it's actually a good one. It was first year law school.
Okay.
I think it was in my first month of law school. And I went to a coffee shop. I went to law school at U of A in Edmonton.
Yeah.
And I had also gone to business school, which happened to be connected to the law school with this funny little mall at U of A that we called Hub Mall. And a lot of restaurants, coffee shops, that kind of thing in there, like fast food. Anyways, I had my go-to coffee guy from business school. And it was this old Lebanese guy named Mo.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen Mo in a year. But when I got back to law school, ventured down to the other side of Hub Mall. It's literally one straight line. Mm-hmm. And there's Mo serving up coffee. And he remembered me. As soon as I walked up, he's like, "Oh, Brett, like, great to see you." And I couldn't believe it. And we got to chatting, and he's, what brings you back? And we're having this like lovely, friendly conversation. And I'm like, "Oh, I'm in law school now."
Yeah.
And he gets super serious all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. He looks at me. He's just like, points his finger, and he's just like, "Be a good lawyer."
Yeah.
Be that's a good great. Lawyer.
That is awesome.
And honestly, the guy kind of mind fucked me.
Yeah, no, of course. And I
went, back to contract class. I was like, "Good lawyer. Good lawyer." And then I just bought some domains without a real clue how I'd use them one day. Yeah. But here we are 8 years later. And a few more people know about Good Lawyer now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So jumping back to trademarks, I'm just like, why haven't I done
this? Oh, we're going to hook you up, man. Don't you worry. We're going to get you sorted.
So you can trademark the name, like Marketing News Canada. And then can you trademark slogans, like all the news about marketing in Canada? Or is it?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. So trademarks cover names,
okay,
slogans,
yeah,
and logos.
Okay.
Those are the big three.
Because BrainStation, which is like, we have a school, Jelly Academy. BrainStation's like our kind of peer in the industry. On their website, right on the site, it says "Be future proof," and there's a little TM on it because it's like, okay, can't use that in your literature. Be future proof. So they own that saying then.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's precisely it. Just do it. You know, no one else can use "just do it" because Nike took it.
No, or what was milk's? Drink milk.
Drink milk, yeah.
Drink milk, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Why would you ever?
You can't use that. You can't use that either.
Oh man, why? Okay, so have you ever gotten compared to like Fiverr, right? And this is, and I don't know if you've spent much time on Fiverr. No, I don't know why you would, but like Fiverr has is the go-to place for freelancers. And then Fiverr, though, takes some risk in that they're like, "Hey, if that you're not happy with that person, we're going to refund your money if you weren't happy with the services, and we're going to find a replacement for you on our Fiverr system." Is it similar to kind of the Good Lawyer mentality?
Yeah, there's definitely some stark similarities between us and Fiverr for sure. I mean, a managed marketplace where service providers connect with clients and, you know, do a service. In Fiverr's case, you know, it might be designing a logo. In our case, it might be drafting a shareholder agreement.
But you're more intimate with your vendors because you price manage your vendors, whereas Fiverr lets them charge kind of whatever.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of Fiverr, and I mean, Fiverr, I think, did dictate prices at the very beginning, which was $5.
True.
You
good know, point. Yeah, very good point. Yes, yeah, and the OG Fiverr. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, led to a ton of growth for them because it was huge. You know, just like this unbelievably cheap place.
Yeah. Look what I can get for $5.
Yeah, you got some American dude buying some, you know, person somewhere else in the world where, you know, wages might be a little lower, and you get that incredible kind of labor arbitrage between different jurisdictions. But for us, we're playing a different game, and we're dealing in a space where the client doesn't, you know, can't just look at a logo and decide if they like it or not.
Yeah.
You know, they need education, but more than that, they need trust.
Yes.
And, you know, we're dealing in a space where trust is the number one consideration. And so to deliver on that and to kind of combat the history of lawyers in this, you know, thing we call the billable hour and, you know, this sort of societal view of lawyers that is, you know, they can be kind of shysters and, you know, taking advantage of you and always very expensive, even the good ones, very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so for us, the pricing and the dictating price and, you know, coming to what we deem fair was really critical of our early days and where we're at today. So again, we've got the custom quoting, which is a bit more like the Fiverr, but yeah. Those are typically larger mandates for us, which are significantly larger than you'd find on Fiverr.
Yes.
So we do have that ability, but for the common stuff, it's been all about the fixed fees because that's what people want. They want to buy a legal solution. And if it's on the shelf, like that's even better because the transparency is incredible. And again, it comes back to no surprises. And in a world where clients have been kind of receiving those shitty surprises for far too long, the ones that, you know, the second time founders who find us are just, they're the raving fans because they went through the old model. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And there's this new solution that, you know, we're not trying to be cheap, but we're trying to drive the most value for every dollar that someone spends on legal.
And I see that you've trademarked Legal Concierge, TM.
Yes, we have, sir.
Yeah, yes, yes. That's great.
Yeah, so, and that's the other kicker too, because, you know, I've talked a lot about pricing and, you know, we're trying to build a platform that is easy to use, is, you know, reduces the friction. But to supplement all of that, what has been really critical to our success thus far and something we're super focused on moving forward is that customer experience piece.
Yeah.
And that is people. That's driven by, you know, our team of customer experience folks who, frankly, fill in all the gaps and provide an opportunity for like rapport building and trust building before you even get to the lawyer.
Yeah.
Because there's someone that just legitimately cares about, you know, connecting you with the right expertise and making sure that you have this positive experience.
Yeah.
So that Legal Concierge team for us is unbelievably important. And trademarking Legal Concierge, you know, that was a little legal piece that, you know, we think is going to be important again, driving that brand because that LC team is starting to make waves in terms of not just customer satisfaction, but unlocking a piece of the puzzle that firms have just completely missed out on.
Yeah. And it's annoying that someone like a debt lawyer took your .com. Look at those guys.
Very, very, very annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you been asked this before already, I imagine, to start goodaccountant or goodmarketer.com?
Or I haven't been asked to start Good Marketer, but I have been asked many times to start Good Accountant. Enough times that I bought that domain too.
Okay, so you're thinking about okay, because there's a guy out here in Vancouver, Brian Scudamore, who said, "Hey, there's an industry which is like the junk removal industry, and I'm gonna take the kind of an unregulated kind of, you know, loose industry, and I'm gonna make everyone in uniforms. We all got vans. We've got kind of set pricing and really clear and upfront. So if you need to get junk removed, you go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and you know exactly what you're getting up front."
Yeah.
Then he did that same thing to the moving industry. Like you want to move your home, it's super clear. You're paying a little bit more for both these, but it's a premium, you know, upfront, really clear experience. And then he did the same for painting. So he just kept doing kind of like almost, I don't know what the term would be, but he just kind of like cleaned up and packaged these industries that were very loose, you could say, or more kind of rogue.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I can definitely relate with the last analogy. I ran a franchise painting business before law school,
law
school.
Yeah.
And definitely picked up a lot of lessons there about, you know, building out processes, driving more efficiency and consistency, and the power of, you know, having a brand to bring, you know, a bunch of these service providers, whether they're junk removers, you know, home movers, or painters, or, you know, even good lawyers.
Yeah. I'm really inspired here, because I'm like, I'm trying to think of like the idea of like good SEO providers, or, you know, which again is a very similar industry where for years it's often been this, and probably even to date for some, it's like this kind of been sold as this black art, this very kind of dark secretive technique, when really it's skilled, trained people that just have gotten a very bad reputation because of a few really bad eggs in the SEO world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I think the SEO remark is really on point, because, you know, for me, I'm a corporate lawyer, so it's it, you know, corporate law is less of a mystery for me.
Yeah.
But I'm also a startup founder, and SEO is important to, you know, our growth strategy.
Oh, it's huge for you.
And when I look at the SEO side of things, like, I have no ability to judge whether someone's good or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank God we have some folks on our growth team that are a lot wiser than me, but it does feel a bit like that kind of black art. Like, I have no idea if you're good at SEO or not. You know,
are they just rubbing oil on your website?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I found this from a snake in the back, and I'm rubbing it on your website, and it's working. Just don't worry about it, Brett. Just sit back.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah, wild.
And then, maybe you could start good SEO.
Seriously, this is very inspiring conversation, because I love what you've done. So, the next question though, like, as you go out and promote this, have you seen groups like BDC and other large organizations that help startups and help groups be like, hey, go to good lawyer, because they're, you're going to get set rates, you're going to get good, accountable, quality rates, and kind of you become the preferred kind of law legal support provider? Have you seen those partnerships happen?
Oh, yeah. We've got so many partners like that. I mean, most recently, and one of the most notable ones, Startup Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to be offering free legal resources in their new business owner's toolbox.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, absolutely, yeah. Those types of accelerators and just, you know, startup founder proponents in the ecosystem, they get what we're doing.
Yeah.
They've heard the feedback from their own members, and more of those organizations are starting to drive traffic towards us, because we're just offering a solution that fits a lot better with the founders that they're, you know, intending to help.
Yeah. And a question for you. So there's a the person who created Startup Canada, Victoria Lennox, amazing woman. She's one of the smartest, most brilliant people I've met in a long time. She recruited me last year to help with a project she got involved with called Powwow Pitch, which was an Indigenous Dragon's Den event this last year. And so they helped Indigenous startups. They got them funding. They gave them support. Shopify came on board, Facebook. So if they were to send people, do you, in your repertoire of 100 plus lawyers, do you have some that have understanding of like Indigenous law and companies that are on Indigenous land? Things like
we
that.
We do, actually. Yeah. Okay. We do have a handful of lawyers in the network that have experience working with Indigenous entrepreneurs. And it's funny. That's the third time that's come up in the last 48 hours.
Yeah.
And I was pleased to report that we do have that expertise on the platform, and an area where I'd like to get more expertise, because I think that is, you know, our whole mission is about helping more of these startups and these founders and these entrepreneurs succeed, and, you know, try to remove as much of that legal block as possible, and frankly, give them the power of some of the legal tools that many of them are missing, like equity compensation, for instance.
Yeah.
And when you look at the Indigenous entrepreneur group, that has got to be the most underserviced group in the country. So for me, you know, if there's any Indigenous focused business lawyers out there that are listening to this, hit me up, spread it, good lawyer, because I would love to talk to you, because we would love to be able to provide even more services. We are probably one of the few places you can go to easily and find that expertise. But as we kind of drive more into that world, we're going to need more good lawyers to help.
It's awesome. So those, if you're part of a larger shop, you're probably not going to do this as a side hustle. They probably wouldn't encourage you to get some side work going. But if you are a solo shop lawyer, this is the perfect place for you. And you can still run your solo shop, right? Say in Toronto or, you know, Newfoundland or wherever, but then do this until the point where it's like, man, most of my leads are coming through good lawyer, not through my little Wix website I threw up last year.
Yeah, totally. You got it, man. And, you know, for us, one analogy that is, it's not perfect, but from the lawyer's perspective, it works pretty well. Mm-hmm. We're kind of like skip the dishes. We fill capacity in your legal kitchen.
Yeah, and that's a great analogy. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, most of the restaurants on skip.
Yeah.
skip's a part of their income. You know, they got their skip dashboard here, and then they're serving people in the restaurant here. So most of the lawyers on the platform are akin to that arrangement where, you know, it's supplemental to their regular practice. Yeah. We help them grow their practice faster. But then there are a number and a growing number of lawyers that are deciding to go full skip and even migrating their own clients onto the platform because we're offloading so much of the work.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all the work that they don't want to do. You know, did you remember to follow up with your client?
Yeah.
Did you pitch them the new product?
Yeah.
Did you remind them that it was, you know, time for their annual return? All of these things. And then, you know, actually most notably, did they pay you on time?
Yes.
Which is probably the number one saving grace we provide to lawyers on the platform is we get them paid.
Yeah.
So we even got some lawyers now that, you know, I'm just thinking of a conversation I had yesterday. She made over $500,000 last year.
Yeah.
Not on Good Lawyer, but in her practice.
Yeah.
She also worked 365 days that year.
Yes.
And for her, it's not about making more money. She doesn't need to make more money. It's about offloading some of the annoying responsibility that comes with being a solo lawyer.
Yeah.
And even a willingness to maybe make less next year because it's going to open up 100 days that she can enjoy instead of, you know, billing hours from dusk till dawn.
Yeah. We had a client, owns a bunch of restaurants here in the Lower Mainland, launch what was called ghost restaurants. And so they didn't really exist in real life, but, you know, he just used the kitchens of the restaurants he already owned. So if you had anyone fully just go straight from maybe law school and or do 100% practice on Good Lawyer yet?
Yes.
So cool.
Yeah, so we've got two lawyers that are we didn't get them in law school.
Yeah.
Good Lawyer Apprentice.
Yeah.
That'll be a later this year kind of plan that we want to roll out for those really junior lawyers.
Yeah.
For us, just because of the services we offer direct to clients, we do need a certain level of pedigree to feel comfortable, you know, selling the lawyer services through the platform.
Yes.
But we do have now a couple lawyers on the platform that have migrated their entire practice onto Good Lawyer. And that was a pretty cool kind of moment when that first happened because it showed that we really were adding enough value beyond just finding them, you know, new clients to continue building the book, which is an obvious value prop for us for lawyers. Yeah. But the fact that all of the other things that we were doing, we're encouraging them to bring their own book of business onto the platform because they could service it better and easier with us. It was a really cool day. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So it's almost like I meet people, and I'm sure you've met them as well throughout the years, that are like, man, I'm going to create the Uber for this. I'm going to create the Uber of this. But I'm like, you're here in Calgary, in Canada, and you've literally created the Uber for lawyers, for law firm services, like legal services. Because, again, what I love about Uber and what I even got my son, he's 15, onto Uber for times we need a really, you know, in an emergency, we're stuck. But like, I know who the driver is. I know the quality. I know what it's going to cost up front. Like, I know there's so much quality control, and if there's an issue, Uber has my back all the time. They stand by everything, right? They stand by the driver. They even stand by the food on Uber Eats. One time, I was like, a taco was missing from my thing, and I was like, hey, sorry, one of the tacos was missing. And they're like, full refund. We believe we want you to love Uber Eats so much. We're gonna refund. I was like, no, I just was just letting you know there was a taco missing. No, full refund. And I was like, okay, Uber Eats, there you go. But you've done it, though.
Delivering a wow experience is what it's all about, right?
Like, I love Uber Eats now. It's almost like, maybe not to this kid, but Costco. I've got my friend's dad always buys stuff from Costco all the time because he's like, you can always return it. But his garage is full of Costco stuff because he loves and trusts them so much because if there's a problem, he can return it.
Totally. And we're not so far away from that. You know, for us, the number one priority is to ensure that the founder leaves satisfied.
Yeah, and worst case, you can find him another person. It's like, oh, you guys aren't jiving. We've got another person who's like that. I see what you're looking for. And then maybe at the end you're like, you know what? It's probably you, not us. And then you maybe have to part ways, but it's nice that you've got backups, right?
Yeah, and at the end of the day too, we have our lawyers back. So,
yes,
you know,
of course.
Not every client is an angel. And we're here to support founders first and foremost. But if someone's completely unreasonable, you know, we again kind of fit in the middle between the client and the lawyer, reducing the kind of awkwardness in those situations and acting as the broker to try to, again, leave everybody at the end of the day, you know, feeling like that they were dealt with fairly, and as compared to our competitors in the traditional law firm space, yeah, I think we're doing a pretty damn good job. Before we leave the Uber analogy quickly,
yeah, please,
because I have heard that many times. You know, we're building the Uber for law, and there are some aspects of that that make a ton of sense. The one caveat in the Uber sense that I would throw out there, though, is it is a lot more like having Uber, but you have a personal chauffeur.
Lincoln Lawyer style, right?
Yeah, like you got the same driver coming to pick you up every day, and today I need a little bit of a bigger vehicle. We're heading out to the mountains, you know, and okay, no problem. Let's bring in the IP expert in there, you know, bigger sedan, so we can take out the whole fam. So that is really the difference. Dang, is trying to facilitate those trusted advisor relationships. So when you're showing up to Good Lawyer, you're not, you know, more often than not, once you've connected with, you know, someone that you really like, you just keep going back. You just go back to the book platform and you keep booking the same lawyer. Yeah. And then again, when you need that extra expertise, you can bring it in. We've got that power.
Yeah.
But you're not coming and getting a new lawyer every time. We're trying to develop those relationships, because it does take a bit of learning for the lawyer to understand what your business is all about and what's important to you. And, you know, once you've developed that relationship, you don't want a new lawyer. Like, you want to keep going back to the same one that you trust, that knows your business.
Because they get me. They get
you. Get it. Business. Yeah, they get you. Exactly.
I'm going to be the high maintenance guy who's like, what do you mean you can't trademark? I don't think you're ready for this jelly. What do you mean? What is this?
I can guarantee you can trademark. No. You're not ready for this jelly.
No. You serious?
Oh, that's, you can Beyonce's absolutely song. Trademark that's her that. Saying, that's though. Great. I like that. You're not ready for this jelly.
Oh, Brett. Brett, what's your advice? Like, I'm sure you've had people through the system. I know you're working on the business, but like, those that are, you know, owning their agencies, running their agencies, you know, in the thick of it or getting about to be in the thick of it, what's your best kind of like legal advice that you'd give someone that you're like, man, if this is the kind of a common thread we see amongst founders, startups, people who own their business, entrepreneurs?
Yeah. And when I say founder too, you know, I'm not just talking about the Uber for X.
Yeah. No, of course. But
you
like,
know, it,
yeah.
like if you're starting a business of almost any type, and certainly the agency world would, in my mind, kind of fit into this because it's a little unproven.
Yes.
There's big upside potential.
Yeah.
There's legal complexities.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think my first piece of advice would be talk to a lawyer. Talk to a good lawyer.
Yeah.
Because you don't – so many entrepreneurs don't even have awareness of where their legal risks and, notably, their legal opportunities lie. Like I said, for me – equity compensation to recruit incredible talent onto this team and pay them peanuts is a really important piece. And unless you talk to a lawyer that, you know, understands your space, you're not going to understand what your liabilities and what your opportunities look like. Again, on Good Lawyer, everyone that shows up to goodlawyer.ca starts off with a free advice session. So, you know, there's no excuse. Like, show up, talk to a lawyer, even if it's just for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it will blow your mind how much information can download quickly. Because lawyers have seen it before. You know, they've seen your business before. They've seen, you know, these problems before. And just bringing awareness, kind of developing your legal spidey senses, so to speak, is critical if you want to be a serious and successful business owner.
It's amazing. Brett, we're going to jump into rapid fire round. You ready?
Rock and roll.
Okay. What was your first ever job?
I mean, the first way I made money was selling golf balls out of the backyard.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's great.
Little brother would find them and I would sell them to golfers.
That's amazing. Night owl or early bird?
Oh, night owl for sure.
Cat or dog person?
Dog.
Dark or milk chocolate?
Milk chocolate.
Okay. Your favorite word right now?
Pro.
Nice. Last charity you supported financially or with your volunteer time, and why?
I mean, I feel like Good Lawyer is kind of a charity some of these days. we're burning money and we're helping all these entrepreneurs across the country.
That's great. That's
subsidizing perfect. Those legal services. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Good Lawyer. I work on it every day.
Perfect. What is a movie that you can watch over and over and over again?
Scarface.
Favorite song or album on repeat right now?
well, favorite song and album always is, song is Vienna by Billy Joel, and the album is The Stranger.
Nice. Now, if you weren't doing this job in another kind of multiverse universe, what would you be doing with your life?
I'd be running some other type of business, maybe good SEO.
Yeah, nice. Thank you. Perfect. What is an app on your phone you can't live without?
Slack.
Yeah. Favorite children's book?
First book I remember reading, and it's definitely not a children's book, but it was called Ender's Game.
Okay, nice. Yes. Great one. Best thing you bought for under $10?
It was actually free.
Yes.
Because it came in the mail, wrongly delivered. And my roommate finally, after like 9 months, was like, I'm opening the package. They're never coming for it.
Yep.
So I think it's a federal offense to do that. But it's the Beast Medallion. It came with a video game. I can't remember what that video game was called, actually.
Okay.
There was a big stink about it not so long ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's this unbelievable medallion that I will show you at the end of this call.
Okay, done.
Yeah, Beast Medallion.
What's the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
I mean, I guess being a corporate lawyer.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
No, that's great.
Yeah, the decision to become a startup founder is kind of the positive way I'd look at that. But going founder route was the best decision I ever made.
Nice. Business or marketing book that you'd recommend?
Just because it's just came out and I just crushed the audiobook, and it was excellent. Cold Start Problem.
Nice. Okay. That's great. Podcast that you recommend that you like listening to?
Well, other than this jelly one.
Yes, yes.
Invest Like the Best.
Okay. Nice.
Or I should also fucking mention Ours. Future of Law. Good lawyer. Is awesome.
Yeah. And what's the name of your podcast?
Future of Law.
Future of Law. Beautiful.
You got it.
Newsletter or website that you could recommend for resources, inspiration?
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't recommend all of the unbelievable free education we have on goodlawyer.ca.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, a host of free resources, folks. Yeah,
that's awesome. When you're looking to hire someone, what are you looking for in new hires? Kind of in this new economy time, this new era, what's the thing that you're like, man, I wish more new applicants would have this, and this is the type of trait that we look for when we hire someone.
A desire to have a real impact.
I love it.
I would say. Yeah, everyone on this team, and we've grown a lot over this past year, has this itch they need to scratch, this desire to do something bigger than them.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, Brett, it was a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for sharing so much. I am inspired. I am wrestling in my brain right now of so many things. I love what you've done. It's and I love that you never, in all of our conversations before this, you never ever pitched me as like, Darian, have me on your show because I'm the Uber of legal services. Like I because people say that so much, but you've actually done it, but you've never said it. I love it because you're too busy doing it, not talking about it. So it's the real deal, man. And again, I've heard from multiple sources what a great resource your place is. Service-wise, pricing-wise, value-wise. So congrats on what you're doing. I'm excited to continue to see this grow and take over the world.
That's incredibly kind of you, my friend. And I really appreciate the opportunity being here. You know, I think I'll just leave it off with, you know, Good Lawyer came from a place where I saw both sides of the equation, both the, you know, business owners, the clients, and the lawyers were both really unhappy with the dynamic. And we've just tried to build a bridge to bring those two groups together in a way that makes more sense for both sides. So, you know, for me, I didn't like seeing all the lawyers that I worked with miserable. Yeah. And I love seeing all the fantastic feedback from them and hearing it because they want to do good. They want to help these businesses grow and succeed. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, all of these entrepreneurs that felt left out, felt small, you know, being able to, you know, play with the big boys because they have this legal expertise that was so missing before. And, you know, just bringing those groups together has been, you know, the most rewarding thing I've ever done. And we've got a long ways to go still.
So, Brett, I want to leave you with something just as a little gift, a little present for you. I feel like in the next year, maybe it's the next year, maybe it's the next 6 months, next year, I feel like you should approach an author named John Grisham and say, I want you to do a novelette for me, a short novel, like a micro novel about this, the future of lawyers. And all the books he writes are about these grizzled, frustrated, burned out lawyers. But he writes this really like almost kind of like instead of being a drama, he writes a novel that's actually like quite a fun adventure. And it's about a lawyer that uses good lawyer and makes his life or her life so much easier and so much better. It would just be a fun take on, you know, the traditional lawyer who's like working, you know, 90 hours, 200 hours a week or whatever. And, you know.
Totally, man. I mean, if you go and check out our Instagram page, like right now, I think it got posted today. The post was about one of our lawyers who's in Chile right now.
Yeah.
And she's like sailing and on the beach and helping clients in Canada.
Yeah.
And it's a cool new world we live in. And, you know, for me, at the end of the day, law has always been about, or at least since I got into it, it so seems, has always been about this prestige.
Yeah.
It's been about money.
Yeah.
And I really think the future is about freedom.
Yeah.
And, you know, becoming a lawyer is going to unlock tons of opportunities, not just to, you know, make a great income and have a, you know, prestigious title, but opportunities to stay home with your kids and make a size of, you know, a reasonable living or, you know, travel on boats and, you know, adventure the world while helping these founders build really cool businesses. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what the future holds for the profession and startups too.
Awesome. Thank you, Brett. Thanks for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada. And we will see everyone next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.